We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. And good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Edens. Our top local story: tomorrow marks a dark anniversary for people in Porter Ranch. That big gas storage facility blamed for making thousands of people sick is still in use.
6 years since the terrible gas blowout at the Aliso Canyon storage facility, 2015, October 23rd.
Yeah, so many people have permanent and ongoing health problems. Out of some 35,000 plaintiffs since the blowout.
People with Save Porter Ranch who live nearby want it closed instead. SoCalGas has two applications coming up before the California Public Utilities Commission next month. One of them to increase storage by a little, another by a lot.
And this is just going in the opposite direction of where we need to go to get this place shut down.
California State Senator Henry Stern reps that area. He says the facility should be closed for good.
People talk about it. Talk is cheap. We want to see action.
California's Public Utilities Commission has denied previous requests from SoCalGas to increase storage at Aliso Canyon. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The commission charged with redrawing L.A. City Council districts has approved a new map. It's left a couple of council members scratching their heads. The new map labels each district, except for two of them. It could not decide on districts 2 and 4. So here's what they did. They labeled one area districts 4 or 2, and the other one 2 or 4. The districts are represented by council members Paul Krikorian and Nithya Raman. They could find themselves living outside their new districts, representing an entirely new batch of constituents. Jackie Goldberg, a member of the commission, voted no on the new map, has some thoughts about this.
I think they didn't care about 2 and 4, so however it worked out when they took care of the districts they cared about was the map they were going to submit, and that's what they've done. They've taken care of the districts they care about. The most cared about were 5 and 3. They spent an inordinate amount of time in 5. One of the goals of the Voting Rights Act is that districts should be compact and not look gerrymandered. Take a look at the map for District 5 now. It goes all over the world.
5 is represented by Paul Koretz. Goldberg says that District 3, represented by Bob Blumenfield, has gone from 60% white to 74% white. But she was pleased to see that all of Koreatown is now in one district. Actor Alec Baldwin has gone on social media to express his shock and sadness over an accident on a New Mexico film set that left a cinematographer dead. The film's director also hurt when Baldwin fired a prop gun.
Prop guns are not supposed to have live rounds in them. They're supposed to contain blanks. But IATSE Local 44 told members in an email that a single live round was fired, striking both the cinematographer and the director. And the union contends the prop master on the movie was not a member of Local 44. In fact, the email stated that several departments on the film were being staffed by local crew members in New Mexico. Joseph Fisher is a prop master himself who works in the film industry.
It's too early to tell what went wrong, so it's hard to speculate where the breakdown was. But the main point is just treating every weapon, whether it be rubber, metal, cardboard, as if it's a real weapon on set.
SAG-AFTRA and other union officials have expressed shock and sadness over the incident and want to work with everyone to prevent future accidents. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A USC fraternity has been placed on interim suspension and got reports that women were drugged and sexually assaulted at the Sigma Nu frat house. The fraternity is barred from hosting or organizing any activities. Parties are banned at the house on the 28th Street. USC says it takes the allegations seriously and has mobilized a response team. The student tells CBS2 the school needs to do more.
The university knows where it happens. They know what's happening. They do nothing every year, year after year. And so I think everyone is just hoping that this will pick up enough outrage, enough coverage, that the university will finally be forced to change.
Sigma Nu says it is cooperating with the investigation. LAX facing a unique problem today.
It's a parking problem, or perhaps I should say a lack of parking problem.
All of the central terminal area garages are 100% full today. So really a good idea if you're driving out to the airport, use that new economy parking.
That's Heath Montgomery of LAX, and he's talking about the airport's new economy garage located at 6100 West 94th Street. As for getting from there to the terminals,
there's actually a shuttle that's running constantly 24 hours a day from the new economy lot to the terminals. It also uses a dedicated lane inside the terminal area, so you're not going to be in the same lane of traffic as everybody else.
The new economy garage has 4,000 spaces. Chris Sedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police in North Hollywood say they have arrested a man who's been linked to more than 30 car thefts, break-ins, and burglaries over the past year. This he was picked up after authorities got a ping from a low-jack security device. He's suspected of breaking into parking garages underneath apartment buildings and ransacking cars that had doors that were unlocked. He's also suspected of stealing some of those cars, has been linked to a felony hit-and-run as well. More bad news at the pump for Southern California drivers. Gas prices up for an 11th straight day in L.A. County. The new average is more than $4.54 for a gallon. In just the past week, L.A. County prices have spiked by 8 cents. That's the biggest weekly increase since March. Today's average in Orange County also up to almost $4.51 a gallon.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.